Joining us now by phone, like he does every Saturday morning, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Fabulously, thank you.
Yeah, are you under the winter storm watch?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Technically
speaking, we are.
Yeah, and how much is being forecasted?
Possible accumulation tomorrow of 2 to 4.
Oh, okay. Well, we're a little south of that, but I do expect a wet day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Since we last spoke, the wonderful month of March has come to an end, and it was quite an interesting month, especially if you compare it to last year. The warmest temperature recorded in Duluth for the whole month of March this year was 46 degrees, and that happened on the 17th. That compares to last year, where no less than 11 times the temperature was above 50 degrees, and that is just amazing. Matter of fact, a year ago on the 31st, just a couple days ago, the year ago it was 71 degrees. A year ago yesterday it was in the 60s. The temperatures for March average were a little bit below normal. Now, we almost always get at least one 50-degree day, and I can only remember one other March where we never reached 50 the whole time. So it was definitely cooler than normal. We did not get a lot of snow. It was drier than normal, only about half the amount of snow that we normally get. But and put those together, we were cooler and drier. And the migration has slowed down. A lot of things that I was expecting to see, some as ready as about as early as the 20th of March, I still haven't seen. So some things a bit disappointment. I just got back from a walk where I did see a new migrant, and that was the turkey vulture. We also had a visit from both a merlin and a sharp-shinned hawk in the yard this week, and those are both examples of migrants. And I've been seeing robins, but what's been missing is the red-winged blackbirds. I still haven't seen them. I have a favorite swamp here that I always see them by this time, and I still haven't seen them. And I still haven't seen grackle, juncos, song sparrow, a number of birds that usually I do see by this time. Out in the open water along the St. Louis River, we've been having good numbers of Canada geese. I saw them again there yesterday, as well as common mergansers and golden eyes, and there were a few trumpeter swans that were joining them. However, the biggest migrant for me sounding, came last night. I went out at about dusk to a field not far from here, and I just stood around and listened, and sure enough, I heard the meep, meep call. That's the call of the woodcock.
Mm-hmm.
It struts around on the ground on a real weird dance. And the male makes this "ain't" noise, and then he takes off in a flight real high. And as he flies high, his wings whistle, and then he goes through a dive and goes back and does the whole routine over again. This one particular field out there, I have been finding them every year, late March. This year, though, I did not have it happen until the 1st of April. Along with the 1st of April, of course, we did wake up to some snow yesterday, and this snow is not unusual for April. You know, last year we got spoiled because we had 2 months in a row, March and April, where we had virtually no snow and warmer temperatures. Well, this is pretty normal to get some snow and to get some more precipitation. There have been some years where the amount of snow in April has reached about 20 inches. Normal amount, though, is about 6 inches, so it's not a surprise. In the midst of this snow, though, right outside my house, I counted no less than 60 crocuses.
Mm.
And they're mostly mostly yellow and blue, but a few white ones are scattered with them. But boy, what a terrific sighting to see them sticking up through the snow. So it's just a wonderful sign. Other things of note, spring may be unfolding a little bit slower, but it is unfolding. And one of the things I like to look at this particular time of year is I like to look at the silver maples. Silver maples are if you drive through Duluth and almost any of the residential streets, you will see really large trees. Those are silver maples. And silver maple is a native tree to river bottoms and so forth, but it grows very well in Duluth. I think all these had been planted years ago, but they do very well there. Well, silver maple is not the one we usually think of in March. We usually think of sugar maple, you know, tapping for the sap.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be done, yes, to sugar maple and red maple and even silver maple. But to me, the real fabulous thing of silver maple at this time is that they're the first ones to come in bloom. And if you slow down and take a look at their buds, and you don't even need to get out of a car, you can see how the buds look real big. If you, by chance, can see those buds closer, you'll see that they are actually the flowers, and they're starting to open up.
Hmm.
And in the world of silver maples, most trees are either a male tree, which has the staminate flowers, and where the stamens stick out with pollen, or they are the female tree, which have the pistillate flowers, which have the pistils for catching the pollen. There is, however, occasions where you'll see both male and female flowers on the same tree, but usually they are separated, and they're in bloom right now. And even if you don't see them in bloom, you can certainly see the real large buds. Yeah, that's a terrific thing of a silver maple as we get into early April. And no doubt there's going to be plenty more things to come. You know, this is an amazingly changing month. I always refer to it as the thawing month. I walked on ice on a lake yesterday, and that same lake, I'm sure in a few weeks, is going to be open. We'll see that stuff all over the place. You know, everything covered with snow right now. Well, by the end of the month, we'll actually see green grass on it. So it's an amazingly changing month. So keep your eyes open. There's a lot more going to be happening.
All right, Larry, and careful when you're walking on water.
That's the truth. Okay, we in Minnesota are pretty good at that. Okay,
talk to you next Saturday.
Sure, bye.
Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning, 9:30, for Weekend Outdoors here on North Shore Weekend.